Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we go any further tonight, there's something that I want to mention that's very important. It was announced today, just a couple of hours ago, that Jimmy Fallon is going to take over the Tonight Show next year. And I want to congratulate Jimmy. That is a really fun gig. He is going to do a fantastic... It is. It's a really cool thing. You are. It's a fun gig. And you know what? Jimmy is the perfect guy to do it. He's going to do a fantastic job. So congratulations, Jimmy.
There's Conan O'Brien with a sincere congratulations to Jimmy Fallon after this week's official announcement from NBC that Fallon will be taking over The Tonight Show next year. The Tonight Show, one of the top items this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Certainly Conan O'Brien had his fill of the drama there, and now he seems to be pretty happy where he's settled in. Will Jay be happy where he settles in after Jimmy Fallon comes in to take over early next year? That's the story as we get started on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, April 5th. I'm Doug Steffen here as we review all of the top items the talk radio world focused on news talk things from television to radio, conversations determined by the staff at talkers.com, which analyzes, listens to, and wants to write about and hear report on talk radio, whether it's the stations, whether it's the hosts, the programs. Stay tuned for the top 10 items. As a matter of fact, the first item on the list this week is a discussion of North Korea and whether or not we ought to be worried. Here from Newsmax is a conversation Steve Malzberg had with Senator Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma on the possibilities of us or the South Koreans doing a preemptive strike.
The French news agency reporting that the North Korean army is now saying that they have received approval to launch a nuclear attack against the United States. And this comes as our defense secretary announces that we are sending missile defense to Guam to protect that island in case of an attack by North Korea. What's your take on all this, sir?
Well, of course, the guy is that runs that show up there, just as bad as his daddy was, he's not reliable in terms of what he might do and what he might say. But he is capable of doing that because he is, I think he's, you know, deranged. We have a situation where we have known for a long time, and our intelligence has not been really on the ball. You might remember, Steve, a long time ago, back during the Clinton administration, you and I think we talked at that time. That was in August of 1998, when our intelligence said that North Korea would have, it would be 10 to 15 years before they'd have a multi-stage rocket. And 7 days later, on August the 31st, they fired one. So, you know, they've had this capability for a long period of time. Now, when they admit that they have enough plutonium for 6 to 8 bombs, you know, I believe that that's true, maybe even more than that. So it is dangerous. I just got back from there and from Hawaii and from Guam. We are set up. We do have a couple of destroyers with Aegis capability in that area, along with some F-22s. And so we're going to do what's necessary. You know, it just calls to mind, at least to me, 4 years ago when this president did his first budget, what I called the beginning of disarming America. One of the things he did was doing away with the ground-based interceptor in Poland, and that was one that would actually protect the eastern part of the United States. So maybe this is a wake-up call to the administration to know that there are some real threats out there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Just one more question on this. Do you believe that a preemptive strike on our part might be necessary down the road sooner or later?
I think we should, I think we should be prepared to do it right now. Now, we do have capability of doing some work in terms of the capability we have out there right now with the F-22s and the battleships. And I think something of a preemptive strike, from something like that would get their attention.
How does that, in your mind, work? Do you, your attention focused on when you hear that, a preemptive strike against North Korea? Nobody said, you notice in there, a nuclear preemptive strike, but sending in troops, sending in ships, sending in somebody that could take care of the problem quickly. You know, what we can do in terms of bin Laden after the fact should have been done before the fact, as was the case in my mind with Saddam Hussein, could have done that before the fact as well. Anyway, the North Korean military issuing a statement saying it had final approval to launch a nuclear attack on the United States. statement went on to say that it was formally informing Washington that any threats would be smashed by these cutting-edge, small, light, and diversified nuclear strike material. So what is there with this? Chuck Hagel is the new Secretary of Defense, said the U.S. remains committed to protecting South Korea and Japan from any threat from the North Koreans. And the Chinese are on the border there as well. It's an uncomfortable situation at best. No question about that.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Well, Flo,
This
is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Oh, what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company affiliates.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
That's what I'm talking about!
All over America, millions are saving big on Shell fuel through the Fuel Rewards Network program. You can too.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh!
Just shop through FuelRewards.com and dine at participating restaurants to earn rewards. Then, swipe your Fuel Rewards Network card to save big at participating Shell stations.
Yeehaw!
Want to pay less for fuel? A lot less? Sign up free at FuelRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Limit 20 gallons per purchase per vehicle. For information on rewards expiration and other details, see FuelRewards.com.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, number one on the countdown this week. North Korea. Here's host Rob Schilling with Congressman Robert Hurd of Virginia talking about whether a preemptive strike against North Korea ought to be our next move.
You know, there's a story today on a Drudge Report about the United States potentially making a preemptive strike on North Korea. That's coming from Peter King, one of your colleagues in the House of Representatives. And I want to get your take on what's going on and to what extent Congress is being briefed on these very rapidly changing situations in North Korea.
You know, we are obviously following it very closely from our office's standpoint. We have not been included in any, I have not been included, in any classified briefings, although I hope when we get back to Washington that there will be that opportunity. I expect that there will be because things have been changing, obviously, with the things that we have seen in terms of the nuclear reactor and certainly the rhetoric being ratcheted up. I think it needs to put us all on a heightened alert. My understanding is that it's really questionable as to whether or not they have the nuclear capability to strike South Korea or or the United States in the worst case scenario. And they obviously do have capability to deliver missiles, and my understanding is that we do have the capability to defend ourselves. I'm confident that we can do that. But the question is what needs to be done to stop the further, you know, development of the nuclear program there.
Well, they've restarted, or they've threatened to restart this reactor, which was shut down as a result of negotiations previously. So does that void whatever our side of the agreement was? If we, in your understanding, if we have a treaty with somebody or an agreement and they openly violate it, are we now off the hook to release ourselves from that?
I think so. I think that if we need to take whatever action necessary to make sure that we defend ourselves and that we defend our allies. And and we read about the B-2 bombers that that were sent to South Korea recently, and obviously I think those are the sort of preparations that are logical in trying to make it crystal clear that any attack upon the United States or its interests will be defended.
I was talking earlier about Chuck Hagel and the way to deal with the budget cuts. The Pentagon is at war with itself, he said. There are competing and spiraling costs for the aging weapons that they have, for health and pension benefits. If these trends are not reversed, he said, the agency could be transformed into protecting the nation. But it now has become a benefit program. That's something you always wonder about. People go into the Army or the Navy or into the service in general because they like the benefits, the education items, things that are paid for forever. And that's something that they have to work on because it's not possible anymore to be able to do all of those things. And now back to the war footing. Here from his program, Greg Garrison talks to Jed Babin from RealClearPolitics.com. They talk about North Korea enjoying the sound of their own threats.
Everybody's attention to include the general in charge of things on the Korean Peninsula, and he's got 28,500 troops beneath him, James Thurman. Interviewed by Martha Raddatz, ABC World News, says that it's very volatile. The job is to prevent war. The biggest fear is miscalculation that causes a kinetic provocation. In military province, kinetic refers to combat. Said North Koreans. Recent rhetoric has made the situation on the peninsula a dangerous period. I think we're managing it quite well because on the side of this side of the line, we're very calm and we're confident. Well, I'm only calm and confident to the extent that I have some idea what rules of engagement might be, Jed, because I hate to see a bunch of South Koreans get mastered by human waves coming at them without us dropping something heavy to stop the fight.
Well, I think you're right. I know you're right. I mean, I don't want to have the North Koreans invade South yet. The North Koreans invade South Korea at all? I don't think they will. And there's several things going on here. Number one, I think a lot of this is bluff and bluster for human, old town consumption back in Pyongyang. I don't think that they're all that serious about actually taking military action. Number two, I think the reason for that is you've got several people in the North Korean government who are still vying for power. The generals are vying. Don't forget Kim Jong-un or Kim Jong-do, whatever his name is. You know, he's really a figurehead. They keep that family there as a cult of personality. The generals are working it out amongst themselves, you know, who to shoot, who to promote, that sort of thing. And that's a lot of this, the bluster and the incendiary rhetoric is aimed there. The second thing that's going on, and I think this is utterly fascinating, you look at what we're deploying over there. We're sending the sea-based missile defense radar platform over there. We've got at least a squadron of F-22s over there. We've had the B-2s make a visit. You know, didn't we get told by Obama and by Bob Gates and Leon Panetta and Chucky Hagel, none of that stuff's necessary, right? We don't need all these high-tech weapons. Well, gee, what's the first thing you send in there to make sure that nothing happens? The best stuff we've got. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, we don't have enough F-22s, not by a long shot. We've got enough to put the genie back in the bottle with this whole North Korean stuff. If they want to fight against the F-22 in our airspace with J-STARS and AWACS and so forth, they're just not going to win, and they know it. They're not ready for prime time on the modern battlefield, and we are.
Coming up, opinion and reaction to the Associated Press dropping the phrase illegal immigrant when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back to our Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here with the items from number 1 to number 10, bouncing around a bit. Illegal immigration at number 7 on the countdown. Here's host Matt Patrick with journalism professor Wanda Cash about the AP dropping the term illegal immigrant. They've told their reporters no more do they want to see this in print or hear it in any report.
Associated Press dropping the term illegal immigrant. Not sure what they'll replace it with. But a rose is still a rose by any other name. Is it not, Professor Cash?
It could be, but if we call a rose a stinking cabbage, it doesn't have quite the same specificity.
I see.
We just don't know what it is unless we call it by the proper term.
But the term illegal it would certainly apply. Those that it refers to are in this country illegally.
Illegal doesn't apply to a human being. A human being is not illegal. An action is illegal. Now, if somebody commits an illegal action, we can describe that. We can say someone has entered the country illegally.
Is it not, Professor, potato, potato, tomato, tomato? Are we splitting hairs here?
Nope.
So you agree with the Associated Press and their decision, and they really, frankly, because I read the Associated Press every day, they really haven't been using it for a long time. They've just finally come out and said it because I think it serves them well.
The Associated Press is trying to eliminate labels that stereotype unfairly people or situations. And they've done other clarifications to their style book as well just recently. For example, in how we refer to people who have mental health disorders. So I think it's not a semantic issue, the potato potato meme that you mentioned, but more being fair and being specific.
With all due respect, Professor, I think that is extremely specific. If you are in this country and you did not come in the way you were supposed to, then you are here illegally. But again,
That's correct. That is just me.
So you would be an illegal. Would an illegal alien be a better description?
No, illegal alien conjures up, funny beings from outer space to me. I can't go with that one.
There are rumors that Congress may be close to coming up with a bipartisan immigration reform proposal, but I wouldn't hold my breath. any more than I would for a solution to the item at number six this week, which is the budget problem, what's being cut in the sequester. Here's host Mark Reardon talking to Congressman Rodney Davis of Illinois about the effects that these cuts are having.
I saw a story in the past couple of days. Headline was, you know, sequester cuts not being felt as much as perhaps anticipated or predicted. Hell, go figure. Just a small cutback in some government services is not having that devastating effect that some of the doom and gloomsayers were forecasting.
No, I completely agree. However, I would caution folks, especially around here with, you know, such important installations as Scott Air Force Base and other governmental institutions. I do believe this administration is doing whatever they can do to make these cuts as painful as possible to the average everyday American citizen. I think you'll start to see with Scott Air Force Base, the furloughs, and you'll start to see an impact economically, locally across the river and here. When folks don't have the disposable income to be able to go out and spend. And that's what's frustrating, because these cuts as a whole, you're right, there's 2 cents on every dollar. We ought to be able to go in and figure out how to cut 2 cents on every dollar. But sequestration across the board cuts, not the way to do it, Mark.
Now, when you're saying that the administration is going to make sure that they're painful, are you arguing or making the case that they're doing that to make a point to... Because the only way that you'll have people panicking about future cuts to government is if you can show people that the cuts that we've already had, and I'm not going to argue that some of the cuts are going to be painful. I understand that some people's jobs are at stake here, but you also have to confront the reality.
Up next, we shift our focus to number two, gun control legislation, Connecticut in the focus, and the UN as well, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see 3 great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com.
The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods. The finest in the industry. Packed in heavy-duty double enamel number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans. April 2nd through the 8th. With free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back into our Talk Radio review. We're going through the items from April 1st to April 5th on the countdown. First week of April 2013, gun legislation number 2 on the countdown, with much of the focus divided equally between the NRA announcement that school safety plans ought to be prepared for schools around the country, and then some states coming up with their own legislation, plus the UN getting involved in this. Here's Talk Host Steve Fermier with Betty Weller, president of the Maryland State Education Association, talking about the NRA plan.
Are you hearing from teachers in the organization one way or the other, getting a sense of how your membership might be leaning at this point? Do you think teachers want to be trained in handling weapons, arms, guns, and having teachers who are armed in schools ready to respond if there's an incident?
I have not heard from one teacher who has said they want to be trained or they want to carry a gun in school or they want to have more guns carried in school. I think there is a concern that putting more weapons in schools might lead to some sort of a tragic accident that you know, a child gets a hold of a gun somehow or a gun goes off inadvertently. I just don't know that teachers want that. I think they want to know what to do if something happens. I'll tell you one thing I've heard. Many of our teachers don't have the ability to lock the doors to their classrooms. And so, you know, to be able to lock it from the inside so nobody from the outside can get in, that's
kind of surprising
in all of our schools.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. It kind of surprises me that's not the case. Goodness, is this something school officials ought to be looking at?
Perhaps. I mean, I have heard in some counties they have that access, that ability. I know in the county I taught in, I never had a key to my classroom. And I don't know that I could have locked it from the inside and not had somebody be able to unlock it from the outside.
888-302-3684. Connecticut experienced a run on guns this week as lawmakers voting on the new stricter gun control laws there. Legislators debated a bipartisan package of gun laws yesterday that would expand the state's existing assault weapon ban. And they also discussed imposing limits on the size of the magazines that were available, requiring universal background checks in the wake of the elementary school shooting in Newtown. The governor there said that while he will sign into law what he called the toughest law passed anywhere in the country, the prospect of this sent consumers to gun stores all over the place. The president was in Denver, where he praised Colorado's newly passed gun laws. Colorado, you may know, voted to expand gun background checks and restrict ammunition magazines. One of the things that people are talking about with regard to this is that why would you punish people who are legally using guns? And the reason that that has gained momentum, although it's been stiffly rebuffed by a lot of the gun rights groups, is because the gun rights groups are not doing something to mitigate this on their own. If the gun rights groups were to get together and figure out how to have some laws, they look like the good guys. And maybe restricting ammunition magazines is a way of doing it without hurting everybody. What do you need? You know, if they would just take one item and go with it instead of being the hard asses that they are, they'd probably have better. I mean, a lot of you may love the fact that there is this this continuing fight and bickering and confrontation, but I don't see how it changes things if nothing changes. Nothing is changing. So, granted, most of the problems come from the fact that there is a mental health issue most of the time, if not all of the time, with these people who abuse guns. And these people who are in charge of making laws don't seem to want to deal with that. They want to do something that's simplistic, like restricting magazines. And so, like it or not, that's what's going to happen in some way, shape, or form. So if you were to take the initiative yourself and fix some of these minor problems or things that were minor, you'd probably go a long way toward helping, not that they're necessarily interested in having good PR, but they ought to, for the membership, say. There's a hardcore group of people, sure, they're going to belong, they're going to stay with this, but there may be people like me who are sort of on the edge. I belong to the NRA for a long time. I don't care whether I stay there or not now, frankly. Meanwhile, there are lots of people who are doing a lot of writing about this. I'm very interested to read an op-ed piece. I'm not going to tell you who wrote it because it's not necessarily that important, but I think it has some interesting things in it. As I have said in my column before, she writes, I would outlaw guns and football. Both cause unnecessary injury and bodily trauma. In a civil society, there is no need for either. As a realist, I understand that both guns and football will be part of our society into the foreseeable future. The president understands political realities. He knows that currently there's no chance that an assault weapons ban will be renewed. And if he wants to prevent Sandy Hook shootings again, he has to go for the low-hanging fruit, something the public will be willing to support. As our collective attention span is short, memory of Sandy Hook is waning. The president wisely used the 100th day anniversary of the shooting to bring attention to one of the few avenues of gun control that he has left. That's the universal background check. And frankly, it makes a lot of sense to me. Now, this is Doug talking now. I was looking at one of the polls that showed 80% of all gun owners agreed with that. 90% of the entire adult population in the U.S. agrees with it. The universal background checks, I don't see how people could be opposed to having the sale of a gun treated the same by whoever buys it, wherever they get it. But you got to do something about the mental illness, the fact that people who are mentally ill can get this. And is that part of the thing that might be addressed by background checks? Could you fix the problem by addressing that? Remains to be seen. 888-302-3684. Here's Talk House John Zach with Phil Rumor, president of the Buffalo, New York Teachers Association, about the NRA's suggestion.
What is your official stand now on the National Rifle Association's backing of a suggestion that armed officers be positioned in our nation's schools?
Well, although the BTF doesn't have a position as an organization, I do. I mean, to think that our schools now have to be turned into armed camps and that our children have to think that they have to have an armed guard to protect them, that's bizarre. What we need to do, there's a number of things we need to do. First of all, we have to make sure that the guns aren't in the hands of people that will do something like this. I mean, that's where we have to start. Then we have to make sure that no one needs a 21-gun magazine or these large magazines. But also we have to make sure that the people with guns can't get into the schools. That's key. In other words, there has to be a security system so that they can't get into the schools. And if they do blast their way into the schools, every school should have a door that locks from the inside. In Buffalo Public Schools, for example, we have done a survey, and there are hundreds, if not thousands, of rooms that you can't lock from the inside, that you actually have to go outside to lock the door. So if there's a disturbance, you have to go from your room, outside, lock the door, then go in and close it. That's absurd.
Talk to me a little bit about the whole thing you just said, though, that there needs to be better security. If that means more people at the door, why not arm the person at the door?
Well, first of all, doesn't mean that you have to have more people at the door. What you do is we have cameras now that can be put in the door, and I think that we need to have surveillance cameras at the door so that too often when I go to schools, you know, they'll ask, you know, you have to buzz to get in, they'll ask, say, who is this? And I'll say, it's you, know, Phil Rumore, and they'll buzz me in. I think what we need to have is cameras at the door so that people have to identify themselves. You know, if they say that they're a parent, you know, they have to identify who it is. But, you know, I think we have to stop the problem at its source. And that's by moving it so that we make sure that there aren't people like this with guns in the first place. But just, like, think about it. Somebody gets into the school, there's a shootout in the school, or you have an armed guard, and some of the high school kids get rowdy, and they jump the guard, and they take his gun. They didn't have a gun coming in, but they have a gun now.
Background checks. I'm interested in having a focus on background checks. Does doing this have a bigger potential effect on gun violence than any other measure that's under consideration, including the much-discussed assault weapons ban, which doesn't have any chance of passing anyway, proposed federal gun trafficking laws, changes to mental health databases would have a marginal impact on gun violence. Even though around 90% of those who have been polled in these surveys support background checks, the fight for it, and the rest of the first major piece of gun control legislation since the 1990s faces a difficult test in the next couple of weeks. Here's a conversation, or at least a bit of a conversation, from the ladies on The View talking about the NRA's comments. The focus on the armed guards is where we've pretty much been here the last few minutes.
The National Rifle Association is recommending that every school in America needs to have an armed guard outside of it. Now, is this a good idea? Yeah. You guys have kids in schools now.
I actually think if the NRA didn't say it, everyone would be agreeing with them. Adam Lanza, in 5 minutes, was able to fire 155 rounds to slaughter 20 children and 6 adults. 5 minutes. Response time here is ultimately key. I think every single school should have a mandate of a trained armed security official outside the school
in two
posts.
They have a gun
one
like
in the parking lot, one outside the school.
They should have a gun like Adam Lanza.
I don't know about specifics of guns. Like, I'm all about Nerf. I don't know.
Armed means guns.
Absolutely, they should be armed.
You know, yes, what she's saying is every single school should have somebody armed with a gun to protect you. I don't know why.
School.
That makes me very uncomfortable.
We have security guards outside our office. We have security guards outside NFL stadiums, NCAA bracket. You just watched it. Guards were walking those coaches out. Why are the children the last thing we want to protect?
Elizabeth Hasselbeck always makes some pretty good points against the flapping of the others on the TV show The View. We've got some of the good points that you made coming up next when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. We're reviewing the number two item in this week's countdown, and that is gun legislation. Here's how some of you, Talk Radio callers like you, weighed in on the topic on some of the programs that we monitored this week on the countdown.
It continues to be the same situation. Welcome to America. Divided, we stand. Only because of Obama. And that has been added more than anything. You can see that nearly every caller that comes on that is Republican blames it on Obama. And Obama has no control. Congress has control of what goes on up there. And far as gun control, Republicans seem to believe that it's going to be a civil war in America. Why they got to have guns? We have people with guns of all races that need to have universal background checks. It doesn't bother people until it comes into their family. Then it becomes a problem on any race. We need those small laws that the president is trying to get through. If we want to have a safe America, let's do that.
A lot of the legislation that President Obama passed, or is trying to get passed, is about our children. If we don't protect our children, what can we do? You know, if, when the cell phones came out, they passed a law for cell phones because people were dying behind it. We got our children. The most important thing that we have in this world is our children. And our children are getting killed by people that are using weapons that are full-capacity magazines holding 30 rounds or more. And if we don't do something about that, what are we saying? We're saying that, okay, it's okay to kill our children?
Well, I'll say this. I 100% favor what the president is doing. And I don't know what's going to take this country when we've got children being killed, especially at the school, the elementary school. And also what happened to that little girl in Chicago. And I don't know what it's going to take for us to do something. I don't know why we have to have assault weapons anyway, unless there's some big prophet by people like Wayne Lafayette, who I think is an idiot or nut, whatever you want to call him. But, yeah, I think we should do something about gun control, and that's all I got to say, because why do we need assault weapons anyway? That's the only thing I don't like to understand.
Coming up, we check with Stephen J.J. Wiseman about some tax scams you should be aware of, as you only have a couple of weeks before your tax returns are due. Listen up. Don't make the same mistake a lot of other people have made. We'll have Steve with us next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with the Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Welcome back to our Talk Radio Review. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is a lawyer, a college professor, one of the leading experts on scams in our country. This week on the Good Day program, I talked to Steve about the so-called Dirty Dozen, 12 tax scams the IRS wants to make sure you know about. And they're posted, too, by the way, at DougStephan.com. First one on the list is identity theft itself. Somebody stealing your identity and getting your refund.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, here's part of the problem. It's not just getting your refund, because they're not interested in your refund or my refund. What they want is to steal your Social Security number, your name, and file a tax return with a dummied up 1099 or W-2 that's going to send them huge amounts.
Right.
And if they get their return in before you do, here's where our IRS at work is not quite that savvy.
Mm.
You would think they would match up the W-2s and 1099s for anyone with what's sent by the companies issuing them. And they do. They do that in June and July. Meanwhile, they send out the refunds, and they've been getting hit for billions of dollars of fraud because they don't match them up ahead of time. And you, as the taxpayer, when you try and point this out as far as that the fact that yours is your legitimate refund is being held up because someone's already filed, it can take them anywhere from 6 months to a year to get back the legitimate taxpayer his or her refund. So the key thing is keep your Social Security number as secure as possible, which is difficult to do, and file as early as possible.
All right, another thing to look out for is phishing, P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, because if somebody's asking you for personal information, the IRS never does that, do they?
No, and it's one of the easy things to know when you get. These days, it is extremely easy to have a forged communication that appears to come from the IRS. You may get an email that just looks perfect. But it's very easy to do. And the problem is, how do you distinguish between that and a legitimate email from the IRS? Unfortunately, it's very easy. As you said, Doug, the IRS does not initiate contact with any taxpayer by email. So if you get it by email asking for information, it's a scam.
Next, the preparer may be fraudulent. If you go to Moe's Barbershop and Tax Refund Center, you may be in the wrong place, right?
Yeah, but you can get such a great deal at Barney's Taxes. You know, and it can be any
and a haircut.
Right.
You have to try and deal with legitimate people. But the same token, years ago, there was a huge identity theft ring that a postal worker managed to break because what he noticed was they all seemed to be focused in a particular area, and there was a branch of a very reputable national firm that prepares taxes, but they had a rogue employee. And that's one of the things that you want to make sure of is what kind of security do you have, Mr. Taxpayer, as far as preparing? Are you just bringing in people off the street, giving them some basic knowledge and having them prepare taxes, or are you there all year round? Are you a legitimate accountant? So you definitely got to be careful as far as who you give your info to.
All right, there's one for people who hide. I don't know if this is too relevant to our listeners, but you can get all 12 of them, by the way, at DougStephan.com. Free money from the IRS. That sounds like it's really legit.
It is. I did that, and I got it's almost like a
you're the lawyer. You can figure it out. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, law firms are getting hit really hard now with hacking, but that's for another day. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, you know, sometimes I think it's Darwin at work and people who fall for these free things, and you get it from, you do this new refund. We need to electronically send it to your account. Give us your bank account number and your routing number. The IRS isn't sending you free money. Social Security is not going to pay you back. You're not going to be able to opt out and send you a new all of the money you paid in. So always be wary of that.
Recapping this week's top 10, the death of Roger Ebert, number 10. Number 9, the Michael Jackson wrongful death trial. Number 8, Hillary running in 2016, yes or no? Number 7, immigration reform. Number 6, the sequester and the budget problems that continue to plague our country. Rutgers coach controversies. Number 5, Obamacare. Number 4, the Tonight Show changes. Number 3, gun legislation. Number 2, and North Korea. What's going on over there? Number 1, the big item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.